Blog Talk Radio.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Everybody, this is King Edward Undead with another episode of Dead City Radio. And today, as you could tell by the title, we are doing a second rant on Twiley Atkins. Now, the last rant I did on her wasn't proper enough. This time she's getting anal raped. And I mean verbally. Verbally anal raped. Watch this. Now, let's just introduce her first. First off, Twiley Atkins is a brony troll who trolls Ghost during the Radio Graffiti segment. Now, recently, she played a splice of me, making myself look like a fool. Now, Ghost was wondering if I actually said that. I know it. He knows it was a splice. Oh, man, we got a lot of calls here, but listen. They thought it was a splice. I mean, he thought. Ghost thought. I mean, Ghost thought it was. I don't know. I just don't know. But you get the point. Twiley Atkins started up the new brony revolution on True Capitalist Radio. Now, to get to the points. Now, first off, I think it's time to break her down piece by piece. Bit by bit. Twiley Atkins is something, of course. But what people don't realize and don't point out is that she's an attention whore. She obviously is. Look, if you look at her splices, do you realize that she talks about herself like she's some like she's a narcissist, I tell you. A narcissist and an attention whore. But the thing is, she only cares about herself and wants to cause others harm. And I can prove this. First off, you know, she keeps, you know, sending spies to the tiny chat. And you could tell, you could really tell. I mean, she's not just cancerous, but she's also dangerous. She is a threat to all. And I'm not joking. Listen, and I'm sorry to bring this up, but there was leaked stuff of El Foxo Loco. Now, I don't mean to get personal. I'm sure I don't know all the details of it, but oh, what, two notifications? No, you spliced shit, Twiley. You are a fucking liar. You are a liar and you are a deceiver. Now, I'm gonna tell you, Twiley, that okay. What was I saying? Okay. I was saying that somebody leaked that El Foxo Loco was raped as a child. Now, I don't know the details of this, but all I know is that the one who leaked it was no other than the one named Disco Waffle. Now, I don't think it was Disco Waffle. In fact, I think it was Twiley Atkins. What? The pony below loves hoofed... okay, whatever. But seriously, what you think is actually cute and funny, you bronies, is actually a lying, deceiving, narcissist attention whore. That's all she is. She's worse than Tub Guy. Oh, Don't let me start on Tub Guy. But listen, Tub Guy's not bad. I mean, he's cheesy. That's the only thing I have against him. But the thing is that Twiley Atkins is beyond. Okay? But if you bronies don't believe me, just take a look at a lot of her splices. She just talks about herself, you know? So, I guess that's all I got to say. I could say more, but that's all there is to say. Well, it was leaked in the TCR Crusaders chat. I'm sure you're in it. You want to keep lying to me? You want to keep lying to all your fellow brony peoples? And look, all these bronies are supporting you because you started up the brony revolution. Well, of course she didn't. I knew she didn't do the Cleveland show shit. Yeah, Duco Bledding or whoever, I'm sure that's Rational Ryan saying this. Listen, she didn't do it. I can sense she didn't do that. It was another guy who was secretly anonymous. Oh, what, are you going to watch that now, Jay? Seriously? Okay. Anyways, let's just take some calls because, honestly, that's all there is to talk about. I've pretty much dimmed down what she is. I mean, it's kind of a part two. Listen, I already talked about what was in part one. She acted suspicious, and I knew that she's behind a lot of things. But I know, that's right. Now, I never said that. As I said, that was said by Rational Ryan over there. I'm sure he's looking in the chat. But believe it, you're giving the attention whore more power. But anyways, let's take some calls. We got a lot of them today. 111, what's up?
Twiley Atkins.
Random vandalism.
How am I supposed to explain this? I mean, look, I think Twiley Atkins is cute. And I just think that this Pegasister is fucking hilarious. I mean, I can't give out examples. She's done so much.
No, listen, that's you doing a mid-show splice. I could tell that's a mid-show splice. I was just saying something like that, but except you spliced it all up. You could tell. You can hear kind of the spaces in between. You could tell that was a splice. I did fact-check you, Twiley. You are a liar and a deceiver. That is a fact. You're the biggest hypocrite out of all the bronies. I'm not joking. You want to spew drama with me and El Foxo? You want to start shit with me, Twiley? I could tell you're shivering in your boots right now. Listen to me. You are not, and I repeat, you are not going to cause, you know, this war between the tiny chat, us, the regular trolls that have ideas against you, carbon copy bronies. Like, and look, here's, I'm a racist. He's going to try to claim, oh, you got trolled by Twiley Atkins, but no, I'm a racist. I just owned Twiley. I just exposed the living shit out of her. Anyways, I'm going to pick up on this other one. What's going on?
My little pony, my little pony.
Screw yourself. Screw yourself. Twiley wrecked your ass on RG. She might have wrecked me on Radio Graffiti. She might have wrecked me on Radio Graffiti, but I wrecked her harder on this fucking broadcast. I did a rant on you because, honestly, people are tired of your bullshit, Twiley. I can tell that you are shivering in your boots. Okay? I feel your fear. But the thing is that you are a deceiver. All right, I'm repeating myself. Okay, okay, whatever. Anyways, 541 or Godzilla, you're on the air.
You see, guys, this is why I'm getting more disenchanted with the TCR community itself. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I see both sides to the argument, but, you know, the whole El Foxo Loco, King Ed Undead rant, I mean, they made such a loud noise about it, but on the other hand, if you didn't react to it, I'm pretty sure that you wouldn't be in this situation.
Wait, was there an actual rant on me, and who made the rant?
Well, let's just say that people just don't know how to react to it properly. I mean, it's just a group of people. I mean, I can't say, really.
I see. So, thank you, Godzilla. And I'm a racist. I bet you're fucking lying. You know, all of you are cover-ups for fucking Twily. Do you realize she spews drama and she's... You know, she splits the TCR community in half. It's not me. It's not El Foxo. Obviously, it's not me. But it's not El Foxo. It's not anybody in the regular side. It's Twily. Now, I know the blame was put on Masked Pony for this. And we did all sense that somebody was puppeteering all this fucking drama. And we know it's Twily. I mean, I know it's Twily. But they just can't expose it because they just don't know for sure. I sense it is her, and it's the truth. You are... Who would be friends with an attention whore? Like Twily. Listen, if you're actually laughing, I would doubt it. But I know the private chat you're talking about is the TCR Crusaders. And I know there's no, like, I don't know, man. But anyways, let's pick up on this 111 caller. Screw you. Screw you. Fuck you, 111. 352, you're on there. Equestria, the land I love, a land of harmony, a flag that waves from high above. Screw you. Screw you, 352. I don't care, man. I don't care about your fucking brony bullshit. Spread your faggotry somewhere else. Oh, yeah. Scarlet Moon! Random vandalism. All right, yeah, all right. And we have the 727 caller. What's going on? Yeah, we're going to hang up on some of these bronies. Hang on. I'm going to hang them up. Here, we'll hang up the top three. Okay, call in, Rational. I'm making some room for you. I got rid of three of the bronies here. So get in here. Before they do. I mean, you guys, the only attention whore here is you, using your internet radio show to bitch and moan about Brony Troll who goes, listen, she doesn't have me by the balls. You could say that all you want, but I could tell that you are salty right now. I'm a racist. I could tell you are very, very salty right now. I mean, you're not shaking, but you are very, very salty. So anyways, I'm sure one of these is Rational. So let's see. Is this you, Rational? Let's do 111. Rational Ryan.
Hey, what's up, man?
Doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah. Twily Atkins, you suck. I really do say.
He really does suck, though, but... Well, of course, look, I've over... Okay, hold up. I'm going to mute you, Rational Ryan. Hold up. Yes,
honestly, I've already proved my points. You can't prove anything else. She got wrecked. I think this should be played on Ghost Broadcast, but not spliced. Listen, Twily, and listen to me very closely. Me getting trolled? You think I was trolling? I've just exposed her. And that's exactly what I did. Because don't go to me and say, oh, she wrecked you. Oh, my God, she wrecked you. But I wrecked her back. I exposed who she really was and who she will end up exposing herself as if she continues. So I suggest to Twily Atkins, I've given you the fact check of a lifetime, because honestly, Twily, how about you stop talking about yourself? How about you stop doing your Fluttershy voice? How about you be original for fucking once? Can you be original? You are the worst troll that I've ever seen. Honestly, you want to get exposed? Oh, I mean, I exposed you already. Excuse me, I'm sorry about that. Well, how about you stop bitching, man? This broadcast is all about Twily. Do you see that there's no other topics? I already reacted. And what she did was a low blow. Well, not it wasn't that much of a low blow, but it was a low blow to my reputation. Oh, of course I exposed shit. Yes, I did. I exposed that she's a slanderous, drama-making motherfucker. It's pretty obvious. You heard nothing but bitching. Maybe you weren't listening very carefully. I'm a racist. Maybe you weren't listening very carefully. I'm the one making drama. So you're going to end up being like the Clinton Foundation and you're going to end up being like the Clinton Foundation and blaming me like I'm some fucking Russian. Is that what you're going to do? Oh, let's see. Hold up. Got a message from somebody. Let me just get this message really quick. Let's see here. Again, I'd like to say something about this. Okay, Rational. You're on the air. What's going on?
To be honest, man, I wouldn't, like, take this whole splice thing as that big of a deal. I mean, think of it this way. She's giving your show publicity, and if I were in your position, I'd just be like, yeah, whatever. You know?
She is giving it publicity. But I like to rant about whatever I want. What?
Fair enough, I guess.
Hold up a minute. I'm getting messages on my phone. Okay, hold up. All right. I'm going to mute you. I mean, we know all of this. Wait, what's this? I mean, we know all of this. Your show, the tweets from Foxo is just a massive... Well, of course. Look. She planned it because she's a mastermind. And this is going to be the last time I'm wrecking her, too, because I'm going to end it on a sharp note. I don't know. So anyways, I'm going to take Rosie calls. How about we just do some random vandalism for the rest of the time? I'm tired of shouting and doing whatever. She played me for a fool, but I exposed her right here on this broadcast. Again, let me bring out the words that I brought out. She's a deceiver. She's an attention whore, a narcissist. She is a cancerous carbon copy brony fail troll. And that's exactly what she is. And maybe if she would stop doing the Fluttershy stuff, yeah, I'm going to say it again. If she could stop doing the Fluttershy stuff, maybe she could stop, you know, being like me, my, I, you know? No, there's proof. Go back to the archives of True Capitalist Radio. Look back at Radio Graffitis. Look at the, no, not the edited ones from El Foxo Locos. Okay? Look back in the archives of the original Blog Talk Radio thing. Oh, you want to say something, Godzilla? Sure, man. What's going on, mean?
As Twilly Atkins is pretty much, even people in the Brony Network and some people in the Discord, they just kind of find her boring caller.
Yeah, you mean the Brony Network finds her a boring caller?
Well, not him himself. I don't know about his opinion, but it's just, if you want my personal opinion, I mean, it's just, she's starting to become more of a bore than someone to take serious.
You're right. She is becoming a bore. I should have talked about that, but I never thought about that, Godzilla. You know? She is a bore, but that's not the important part. I'm just trying to get the major parts out there. But thank you, Godzilla. Yeah, she's a bore. You're right. The problem is that she's just, you could tell she's an attention whore because she just, how am I supposed to say it? She talks about herself in her calls, in her Radio Graffiti calls. I mean, isn't that off? Don't you think? But I could show some proof, but it would take me a long time. Because I have to go through a span period just to look for every damn clip where she's talking about herself. But I'm sure you guys have heard him or her in her clips. Style and no substance. What I'm exposing, look, you've acted mysterious. You've put me in a situation. You've put me and El Foxo and a lot of other guys. You've been getting spies into the Tiny Chat, and we need to figure out what's going on. And who's ever, you know, spying in our chats and sending info to the TCR Crusaders chat needs to stop. And I know you understand, Twily. You understand that you are causing more harm than good. I'm going to calm it for this, but you are causing more harm than good. But yes. Anyways, I guess we could see what these 111 callers have to say.
My little pony.
The fun, yeah, whatever. That intro was always stupid. 111, let's go. Fuck you. We picked up on Godzilla already. Let's try Scarlet Moon. What's going on? Who cares about these pony songs? These pony songs suck. You bronies suck. Go fuck an animal. Go fuck a sheep in your herd or a pony or whatever. Jesus. 111.
Australia, the land I love.
Christ. Listen to me. Listen to me, pony fuckers. You are not helping the value of the show. You don't help with anything. Look, You know, I'm going to point this out. Let's add an extra topic to it. Since I've done what I could with Twily, let's talk about what Brony's actually ruined that I really liked. And that, my friends, is my most favorite band of all, Pendulum. Have you guys heard of Pendulum? Well, if you have, Pendulum is possibly one of the greatest electro bands that I've listened to. Two of their songs were ruined by Bronies. Now, I could tell you which ones they are. I'm trying to remember. One song was called Salt in the Wounds. The other one was called, I think it was called Out Here, I think. Let me check. Yes, Out Here by Pendulum. Both songs were ruined. Both. I just discovered Out Here, which was because I like any Pendulum song, I'll be honest. I liked a lot of them. Both songs were used in My Little Pony porn video games. Now, I did play the one with Salt in the Wounds, and I did it for fun. Okay? Not that kind of fun. But just out of curiosity to see if the song was in there. Sadly, I had to gross out. I mean, you know what was gross about it? The slimy, sticky sounds that were being made in the freaking game. I thought this was disgusting. This was utterly horrendous. And the Bronies ruined Pendulum. They ruined two Pendulum songs, Out Here and Salt in the Wounds. Both songs ruined. And I didn't see the one with Out Here yet. I have yet to find out where that is. Well, I have to listen to Out Here more before I have more recognition of the song. So, anyways, I'll pick up on Rational Ryan. I want to see what his thoughts are on this. Any thoughts?
Hey, what's up? I got a message for Twily. If you were to go to my YouTube channel, Rational Ryan, check out my movie reviews, and decide to make a splice out of it, you wouldn't get any tears out of me, honestly. I'd probably find it really funny. Just saying.
Yeah, I guess it was pretty cute when she did the one splice of me, but I think it was stupid. You could have done it on my show. Look, you're a good splicer. You're a good splicer. I mean, you could have done it on my show. You didn't need to go to Radio Graffiti. You could have come to my show. But I bet you feel a bit more hate for me, Twily, after what I said about you. Or are you going to continue being a pacifist? And are you going to do something? And by the way, I could become a Brony tomorrow because I said if Twily Atkins wins Best Brony, I would become a Brony again. No joke. And I would start doing reviews on My Little Pony episodes. Yeah, I'm adding to it. And by the way, I heard if Twily Atkins leaves the internet or leaves Twitter, that Alfoxo Loco will release a lost instrumental of a song called Disco Heat. I did listen to the original song. There is no instrumental out there of Disco Heat. I did make a spice for your show. Yes. Listen, I don't hate you either. I just think you're. I mean, you know it happens. Okay, we're about to go to after show. We will have random vandalism, but please, please don't be cancerous. I get it. All of you pony, brony people are going to be here. If you want to call tonight's show, it's 347-855-8578. Again, the number to call is 347-855-8578. See. Twily, I did what I could. And it seems like you have a bright personality, but I want you to use it wisely. Okay? Now, outside of Radio Graffiti, I don't hate you, but inside Radio Graffiti, I do. And sometimes when you spew drama, I manage to hate you a bit. But I don't totally hate you. Anyways, we are now into the after show. I'm your host, the man they call King Edward Undead. And today, we are going to do random vandalism. Oh, yeah, baby. Anyways, let's get to it. You know the rules. It's like radio graffiti. Blah, blah, blah. 111.
In My Little Pony.
Okay, 111. I know. 5-4 run, random vandalism.
Hey, I'm actually looking at a comment on the Discord. They're like, oh, we don't hate Twilight. I never said that you guys hated her. I just said
some people...
Yeah,
I just
I think they're just overreacting to what I said a little bit. I mean, I never said I was on anybody's side anyway.
I just hate the troll side of Twilight. I think that Twilight would make a good character. I just don't want her causing drama.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just
can't be
so rotten to somebody. I mean, this could be the only time I'm rotten towards Twilight. I mean, look. Okay. All right. Yeah. Anyways, I'll put you on mute. I'll just pick up other calls. Scarlet Moon, random vandalism.
Oh, never
ends. Screw you, Scarlet Moon. You are apocalyptic ponies. Apocalyptic ponies. Oh, you will? All right, you will. I would like to hear the full version. I just want to see if I could get a laugh out of it. It sounds like a YTP, you know? Every time you hear a splice, it sounds like a YTP. But just, again, I'll tell you this one last time, Twilight. Don't be such a narcissist and stop using the shitty Fluttershy voice. I know it's going to get rid of your whole character, but you could start a new character that could benefit for Radio Graffiti. Something that maybe, you know how Teutonic was a terrible caller? He ended up becoming a great caller near the end of the year. And I feel proud of him. Anyways, back to 111. Let's go.
Pony trying to see.
I'm a pony. Oh, I should play a song. I remember Rational Orion shared a song with me. Rational, I know you have that song. You
just
shared a song with me on Skype.
Name that pony shit and listen to real music like this.
Cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. Shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
Queen, that song, God, Jesus, help me. I'm getting infested by queen lovers. Well, actually by bronies, but by bronies and one queen lover. Jesus. I don't like that one song. And by the way, if you don't know, I discovered that song while listening to... It was actually a PMV about Rainbow Dash, believe it or not. Believe it or not, it was a PMV about Rainbow Dash. And we'll listen to the full splice made by Twilight Atkins. So, without further ado, Twilight Atkins, random vandal. Oh, hold up. Twilight Atkins,
Radio Graffiti.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, King Edward Undead. I'm roasting Twilight Atkins. I think Twilight Atkins does this funny Fluttershy voice. I think it's pretty lit. And yeah, she is a brony troll, of course. To me, I feel like she's got a sparkling personality, and all she's got in her life is fucking joy. Did you hear what El5Soloco said? And I do agree with this. She's trolling me hard. She's got me by the fucking balls. That's true. And she's anally fisting me hard into the woodshed like a pussy. Make that the new hashtag. Maybe woodshed for King Edward Undead. How about that?
Oh, jeez. A woodshed for hashtag wood...
Oh, don't make that the hashtag, man. Don't make hashtag The woodshed. Okay, you want to be picked on again? Irrational? What's going on, man?
I'm a pedophile. Crony pedophile. A crony's a guy that's into little pony culture. And a pedophile like giving little children blowjobs. Go back to my den and steal a pony, so you better get inside of it.
A great song we love because bronies are pedophiles. Brony pedophile. Hey, hashtag woodshed for King Edward Undead. Fuck it. Oh, don't make that a fucking hashtag. Jesus fucking. Kill me with a gun. Anyways, I'm going to pick up on this other one.
My little pony.
Oh, you fucking pedophile. Godzilla. Random vandalism.
No, I'm just going to point out this guy. Dominus, if you're listening, freaking A, man. You know, you're really causing some haywire based on some assumptions that I'm making in the freaking Discord. You know, I don't hear anybody talking about Tweely Atkins after this whole freaking chat room war thing is going on. And honestly, how could you at this point? It's just, and now I don't like both sides of this because, you know, I just find it all ridiculous. But, you know, I can't defend what you guys are doing as much as I would like to.
Yes, I see Godzilla. So some Dominus guy is blaming Godzilla for shit. Hey, listen. How does Twiley Atkins lie? I mean, look, you want to see a lie? Hold on, I'm sorry. I know this is an old tweet. This is kind of an exclusive. How does Twiley Atkins lie? Well, want to explain I forgot to tell you, everyone, that she did leak a part of, you know, Raiden Snake's profiles. Yeah, you remember that. It's pretty obvious. I talked about that on the last broadcast. Anyways, I'm sorry. Anyways, Scarlet Moon, random vandalism. Whatever. Equestria's not my home, Scarlet Moon. Brony pedophile. 111.
And I love a land of harmony.
Screw you. Hey, by the way, if I do get premium, I'm planning to get premium soon with my gift card that I've gotten for Christmas. So I'll be having 1 month of 1 hour shows. That's what I'm planning. Listen, if you want to be creative, don't play pony shit, because you're making yourself look cancerous. I swear to God, you guys are making yourself look like cancerous motherfuckers, okay? Listen, everything is pony-fied, okay? I don't understand why it had to be brought back up again. Listen, Tohu's, I guess the Tohu thing kind of wore out. The pony thing is a little bit worn down, but I wish Tohu's could be the new bronies. You know? That's my wish, okay? If you could do that, make that wish happen. Make Tohu's the new bronies. Or at least Undertale fans the new bronies. Even though, you know, Fox Loco has a thing with the Undertale people. Well, what's going on here? Oh, the Inner Circle is an investment. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go to Rational Ryan, Random Vandalism.
I'm a pedophile.
Oh, that's an awesome song. Again, look it up. I forgot who made that. That was Rucka Rucka Ali, I believe. I'm not a big fan of his. Merry Christmas to at Politics Goes to the TCR community. Bernie Cancer for all and all a good clop. What? 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 Ugh, why, Twiley? That's disgusting. Yup, rucka rucka. I'm sorry, what is this? What, why are you sharing this with me? Ugh. This is disgusting. Oh, we got 3 minutes left into the after show. I'm going to try to get a poll in tonight. I'm going to see if only if I should go premium for January or something. January, like one half of January, one half of February. Okay, all right. I'll take one more round of calls, okay? And then we'll conclude. Tweely Atkins, Random Vandalism.
I wonder what friendship could be.
Fuck you, Twiley. Seriously? You and your brony cancer. God damn it. Shove it up your... You're turning me into ghost. This sucks. One more.
Beautiful hearts, faithful hearts with me. Big adventure. Tons of fun. A beautiful
hearts,
faithful
hearts. Sharing kindness. Sorry. It's not. I'm just mocking the song. Okay, all right. Godzilla, Random Vandalism.
I don't think this is a good time. I got to deal with this moronic asshole here.
Oh, man. I wish I could make it to the Discord, but I don't know how to log out of my sister's Discord. I mean, she seemed to make an account, and I don't know how to log out. It's like, there's no way. Fuck. Okay. All right, I'm going to mute you. Scarlet Moon, Random Vandalism. Oh, whatever. Whatever. Screw that song. Screw it. Go, fap to a fucking little pony. Okay, 111.
A feather's wave from high above, the pony kind to see.
Oh, come on. Fuck this. Okay, last one. Rational Ryan, Random Vandalism.
McDonald's and fries, come help me find a little pony toy inside of it. Take a bite of it.
All right, that's enough of that. Awesome ending right there. I need this food, though. Follow me. You get a shout-out. I need this food, though. Anyways, that's it. I'm ending the broadcast. I want to thank Twilly Atkins. I want to thank Scarlet Moon, Godzilla, and Rational Ryan for being on tonight's show. Brilliant.